First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber. That's my dad.
Boom! Friends, we're back at it. We're doing it. I did not know that everyone, that there were so many people that wanted to listen to the podcast. I'm going to be honest. We're back again. It's so funny. I was just talking about how I never announce the episode number, and then now all of a sudden it's in the front of my head. I was just talking about that with Sam. Sam, my co-producer. There he is.
Boom. Hola, senor.
Hola. Hola, que tal? No, I was just saying I never mentioned how many episodes there was, but then I started thinking about people listening and watching. And so we're at 219 episodes. And if you're listening, like on iTunes or Spotify or something like that, you might be on like episode like 300 something. That's because if you want to go back and check, this is a random thing. During the pandemic 2020, I did a daily dad every morning for about 7 to 15 minutes. And I sat on my porch and talked to people 5 days a week, every weekday morning. And there's 50 episodes of that. So if you want to have coffee with me every morning during the first 50 weekdays of the pandemic, it's on the podcast. Go back and listen. It's a blast. It was literally me working out bits. Like, I don't know. Sam, did you ever hear that Daily Dad? Did you check?
I took in a few of them, yes, because dude, you had a lot of time.
It was, well, dude, I went from, you know, losing a ton of comedy dates during the pandemic. And every day I just like had coffee and started live streaming and people really liked it. I had a kid. Someone I grew up with, their kid was, they would listen every day or watch it. And he sent me an impression of me doing Daily Dad. He's like, boom, what's up, kid? What's up?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You've made it when somebody does an impression.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's really just kids and my comedian friends. That's who do impressions of me.
That's all right.
And I will say the best impression of me is, I would have to say, Shannon Norman. It's my friend, comedian, Shambone, Shannon Norman. You can go look him up. Super funny. He also owns the Byron Street Barbershop. Sam, local sponsor. Not really, but you know, it's my guy.
Give him a shout out.
Listen, if I was like a normal schluppy dude, whatever that means, I would have shaved this already, but Sham, look how tight he keeps me, dude. I'm showing everybody my haircut.
I haven't had a haircut in 10 years.
Yes. Yes. Sam, you look like Kingpin. you have the bald with the gray beard. That's like prestigious. That's like broadsword Viking.
That's right. Well, if my wife would let it grow out, it would be.
I had a beard during the whole pandemic. I was on Sam's 500 section lounge a couple times during the last couple years, and I always had a beard.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Mm-hmm. And so that's when I was flipping houses. That, by the way, that was, you know what? Now I can't, that's what we're talking about. It's like 100 minutes into the episode. We're talking about jobs. because that's what I from last week's episode, we were just talking about, like, I thought it would be a fun thing to talk about what was your dream job as a kid, you know? And then I was just like, dude, I know I've talked about it on the podcast before in the past, like jobs I've had, but I feel like if anybody would is like a listener all the time, they would have to like make like a Kaiser Soze map of like listening to all the jobs I've ever mentioned.
A spider web.
It is, because I don't know if people realize, like, it does take all of those things to kind of get where you want to be. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you do it straight out of college, you know, like, hey, boom, I have a degree in engineering and this company needs an engineer, like, or whatever. Not how it happened for me exactly. I kind of did get a job out of college. Yeah, I did. I did. But I've always been working. And that's why, Sam, I don't know. Wait, how old's your oldest?
Well, if you're talking about in the house, 16. I have a 21-year-old as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you have a lot of experience with kids working and stuff like that.
Actually, yeah, my oldest at home does not have a job, but my second oldest does.
Right. I know. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yep.
I know my oldest, I'm like, you know, my oldest daughter, I'm like, so you could do this. And she's like, she said, I'm good. Now my son, now I need help cutting grass. And now they've both cut grass. It's not like a boy or girl thing. Mm-hmm. He is a little bit stronger than her. You know, he's a little bit bigger. He's literally getting taller than her. And I kind of, you know, I want to make sure they're all like getting, you know, work, and they're all getting like strenuous activities. You know what I mean?
Now, do you have the self-propelled ones, or do you have
I got an old school push it craftsman. My son's got to cut we call the woods.
Mm-hmm.
They cut the woods up there, which is what we cleared out in our property now. So he's got to do that. And he does the mowing where I can't mow with the tractor. And dude, it takes 4 hours of cutting down to like two. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So he now, like I said, like my son helped me with a retaining wall that my friend, you know, I said, that's one of my jobs that I've had.
Right.
And he helped, and he's getting into it. But dude, that's how I started. I wouldn't say, like, I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like we may be one of the last generations that like that a lot of kids started working or making money doing something when they were like 10, 11, 12 years old. Like,
I was never forced to, but like
me neither.
Of mine and me started a card shop in the front room of their house. Random people coming into these people's or to this kid's house buying baseball cards.
Dude, oh, we have a lot in common, man. That was one of my hustles.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, cards is on my list.
Yes.
Dude, let's get into it. Listen.
Okay.
So just like I told my son, when I was, you know, 11, 12 years old, we moved into the projects, and I had to start cutting our grass, and we had little lawns. Well, then it was just like, you know, you have this little lawnmower that my mom got at a, you know, from a flea market or somebody down the street sold him a used lawnmower. And we had a little battery weed eater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
you didn't have the extension cord weed eater? That's what we had growing up.
You know what? I think I did have that at one point, but I remember the green one with the battery at one point, which was amazing. So I think, yeah, I used that one the most.
Yeah.
But dude, it just went from, you have like 8 or 10 apartments in a building, and when you live in a proj. And so it was like, one old lady was like, can you come over my lawn and just cut my square, you know, in front of my apartment, like front and back, little squares.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, $5, whatever. Then I was like, $5 for the front, $5 for the back. Boom. So then I'm like 10, you know, 10 years old. All of a sudden I'm doing 10, 11, 12 yards, but no, it's kidding. Like, these little squares in front of apartment buildings, they're, people are in charge of their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you can put up your own fences, your own, people had their own ass swimming pools in the projects. The trying to be middle-class millionaires. That's what I call them, Sam.
Right.
Where, no joke, where I grew up, people put above ground round pools, in the backyard of their project's house where I grew up, where it would, the fence, they would put a fence up. You had to have a fence if you had a pool.
Right.
It would touch the edges of the pool. I'm not kidding.
So how big is this plot you're talking about? How big?
Most of the ones in the middle of these apartment row is it's got to be 15 by 15, maybe 12 by 12. Small. It's hilarious. So people would put an above ground pool touching the fence. The whole point of the fence was so that people couldn't climb into the pool. Well, you just climb into the pool because the fence is touching the pool.
Climb the fence, you're in the pool.
Yes. Literally, we would, as a joke, run around and be like, ha, jump a fence into someone's pool, jump out we're nuts. But there was four pools in the projects. There was four. And it was just retired people who, I guess, took advantage and got in, and they're just living on their retirement and they have a little pool. But we had a little awning, that was there before us. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, yeah, these little yards, once you get 10, 12, I'm 12 years old, 13 years old. I'm like, I'm making $100 a week. Making $150 a week because I'm cutting, sometimes there'll be two little lawns next to each other. I just hit them, all at the same time. So once you start doing that, you're out shoveling your snow. So dude, when I was 13, people started asking me to shovel their snow. They're like, honey, can you come and shovel my snow? I'm like, yeah, $5. And usually they would only need one, Dude, I'm 13 years old. I'm waking up at 5:30 in the morning when it's dark, 6 in the morning, and I'm shoveling people's walks. I'll come over if it's, especially if there was a 2-hour delay, I would tell people, I'm like, I'll come shovel your snow for $5 if there's a 2-hour delay. They're like, all right. I would go shovel 30 people. Me and my buddy, I'd get a friend. We'd shovel snow, do that. And,
you have McDonald's breakfast for dude, breakfast that day.
But that's the thing. I mean, we were kind of poor. My mom worked 2 jobs, and yeah. I guess that I had spending money. I mean, mm-hmm. I bought myself stuff. Yeah. I wasted a lot of money. I really don't think. And at that point, I don't think my mom knew I was making that much money until
she knew you were working, just didn't know how much money you were getting.
I think it was maybe 14 or 15 years old where. Not only I bought my own air conditioner for my living room or for my bedroom. And I think I gave my mom money for an air conditioner for the living room. She was like,
wow, how'd you get this?
She's like, what, how you got $50? I'm just like, well, I'm cutting lawns. And I started buying cards. Mm-hmm. I started investing a ton of money in cards. I bought tons of baseball. I always have collected, It was one thing that I don't know. I always got as gifts and stuff. You ever have a relative just give you 100 packs of cards
yes.
for your birthday?
And I tried to chew all the gross gum.
I had an old great uncle Vic who would send me 10 packs of baseball cards, for my birthday and Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was one of my favorite gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dude, I started buying cards and, just want to give you a little alert. I was a bad kid. Okay. There was also, I know I've talked about this in my life. There is an episode way back in the podcast where we talk about hustling. And I was a creative kid who liked to make money. And not only did I work and buy stuff, I stole a lot of stuff. I was that kid. It was exciting. I'm not proud of it now. It's hard. It's one of those things, right? It's hard to tell your kids that you're I used to break into cars and steal shit all the time.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? I don't want to tell my kids. I'm like, well, your dad was pretty much a criminal for years. How are you to tell your kids? You're like, yeah, I sold cigarettes to people and I stole things and I sold a 6-pack of beer to a bunch of middle schoolers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'd break into cars. I mean, when you're just walking around the neighborhood or riding on your bike, you're checking cars, stealing change, stealing cassette tapes. I was a little ruffian. I was a little beastie boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just what I was, I wasn't, I was running around the neighborhood. You know what I mean? That's what was happening. But then dude, I don't know why I guess I'm thankful that I got a real job. what was your first like real job? Like you got an application.
Yep.
And you applied.
Okay. So I was the youngest of three, or I am the youngest of three.
Okay.
And so I wasn't expected to get a job. I was told as long as I play sports and things like that, I can concentrate on that and stuff.
Right.
Well, I didn't play basketball my freshman year of high school. So a Friday night after a football game, the thing was that in our town, we had to drive to the next town over to go to Pizza Hut afterwards. That's where Pizza Hut was packed every Friday night after football games.
Yeah, dude.
So we went, and buddies of mine and I, they had the application on the placemat. So I filled it out just kind of as a joke, but handed it in. And they hired me. So I became a 16-year-old dishwasher at the Pizza Hut.
Bro, my first job was pizza too.
Oh, beautiful.
Dude, both of us had the same first pizza job. Not Pizza Hut, but I will tell you, I did kind of work at Pizza Hut. It's coming. Hold on. My first job, I was 15. And I think I got my permit and I was like, I'm going to go be a delivery driver. Because I was going to get a truck off my buddy. And I was like, well, I'm going to get a truck to start cutting lawns outside of the garage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to deliver pizza. Well, I was 15 and they were like, yeah, you're not delivering pizza, you know, with a permit. You know what I mean? And they were like, until you have a car in your name, like you can't, like, you know, usually we don't have teenagers delivering pizza, right? So I went and I was a cook. I was a pizza cook.
Beautiful.
And it's funny because you worked at Pizza Hut. I worked at Pizza Outlet.
Oh, okay.
That is a Western Pennsylvania, Ohio chain that now they had a branding change. It's amazing. They went from Pizza Outlet, which is so funny because it does sound like the poorest, like, yeah, come on down to Pizza Outlet. We got all kinds of pizza.
Whenever you hear outlet, you hear discount, maybe not quality.
Yeah. There's like a guy like with like a straw hat. It's like a cowboy hat that's not a nice one. You're like, did he inherit that cowboy hat?
Right. He's
like, come on, Pizza Outlet. And there's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, good brand.
There are goats walking in the background, you know?
Yes. They immediately brand changed to, you ready for this? They went full like Olive Garden, Vocelli's.
Ooh.
And okay. Now they are a Vocelli's.
Is that the way
it works? They're still around.
Nice.
And but I don't know. My neighborhood Pizza Outlet, it's Vocelli's, it's not around any longer because my neighborhood is dominated by like 20 local owned pizza shops. Come at us, bro. We make our own pizza, we make our own dough. We don't need no Pizza Hut. We don't need no Domino's.
Now, not being from Pittsburgh. What is Pittsburgh's style of pizza?
See, it's very funny because somebody actually posted, I saw someone post recently, Pittsburgh style pizza. And literally everyone was like, what? That's not a thing. Like there are some styles of things here. That's Permani Brothers sandwiches, which is French fries and coleslaw in the sandwich.
Yep.
There's French fries on a salad with steak or chicken.
Is it becoming a salad when there's fries on it?
The texture of the fries with a chicken salad. And if you like ranch, try it out. Call me back next week or shut your damn mouth.
I'm just asking. Is it still a salad once you throw? I mean, it reminds me of Jim Gaffigan. You know, can you put a bacon on there? And you know what? Take the lettuce off and throw in a Snickers bar.
Well, I tell you what, it's. I like it because guess why? I don't like croutons.
Oh, and okay.
It's got a little something of that.
Yeah.
But then I guess pizza is really, honestly, Pittsburgh, a lot of things that we have are an amalgamation of the biggest cities that we're between is like Chicago, New York, and Philly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like we have deep dish pizzas here. We have New York style pizzas. Most of the local shops here just like choose what they do. You know what I mean? Like their favorite, right. Which I love.
Yes.
The best deep dish in Pittsburgh is Jet's Pizza. Unbelievable.
Now, is that Chicago style you're saying, deep dish?
It's kind of like a deep dish oven baked square. See how it's like, okay. It's like a little bit of, but then Philly has the Philly cheesesteak, which is really like the steak, onion, and pepper mushed together and then cheese whiz.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Pittsburgh, we kind of do a little bit of both from the Midwest and Philly. The cheesesteak, we grill the peppered and onions with the cheesesteak, and we put like provolone, like a hot sandwich.
Yes. Oh,
that's beautiful. How I like it, dude. And yeah. Then mayo on that. Get out of my face.
I just found out a couple of years ago that Detroit had a specific style of pizza.
Yeah, they're a little bit deep too. Actually, I think Jets.
Well, and they put the sauce on top of the cheese rather than.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So yeah. So I mean, that's those styles. So Vocelli's was very normal, kind of a pizza bistro kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, I was So by 15 years old, I am cooking pizza at Vocelli's. I'm shoveling snow in the winter times. Mm-hmm. I'm cutting lawns.
And you're still doing this even though you work at the pizza place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I play hockey, soccer, and I'm in the musical.
Good Lord. Do you ever sleep?
That's literally, I was in drama and played hockey and soccer at that point. Yeah. Yeah, like eighth grade. Yeah, that was the busiest year of my life.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wow. That's not true. It'll get busier. Because that's the thing. Like, it's like, what, I guess talking about dream jobs last week, it's like, what do you do that, like, when you're a kid that makes you want to be what you want to be? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be a landscaper, but I just kept doing it because it was making money. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, spoiler alert, everyone knows this. my landscaping job, I call it landscaping because I went from lawns to when I was like, you know, 17, 18, I started like building retaining walls, doing all kinds of other stuff, building patios, because I learned, listen to this. This is a random thing. I don't know. This is the kind of stuff I feel like, are we doing this anymore either? This is why I'm happy to teach my son this stuff. So my mom, she knew this dude who owned like a landscape construction company. And he had this plot of land out in the middle of nowhere. And he was hiring like high school boys to like to work for his landscape company, but you'd have to come to his property first and work for him. Now, in hindsight, this sounded super weird and sketchy, and I can't believe my mom sent me to this place. But it's a dude that she used to work with. He's in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed. Because okay. He dove into a swimming pool and he has a wife. They don't have kids. They have dogs. He has like 10 acres. And really, it's like me and these two other dudes show up on a Saturday. And he's like, okay, you guys are going to make $10 an hour. And this was like, you know, 1996. I'm like 95. I'm like, what?
It's when $4.25 was the minimum wage.
He's like, I'm going to pay you guys $10 an hour. And if you want, you can be on my crew and I'll start you at $12 an hour on my crew. And that's, you know, helping cut grass, mulching, digging, you know, all that stuff. Carrying trees. Now I know what it is, right?
Right.
But it was like me and these other couple dudes. Sometimes it was a couple times it was just me. And never went in the house. Like only if I had to go to the bathroom, I used they have a little pool house bathroom and they have an in-ground pool. Like it was the most beautiful place. And he would have an off-road wheelchair, but all his land was pretty much flat except like a hillside where you could dump stuff. So his wife would help us and stuff. And like, dude, he would just be like, okay, we're going to mulch this bed now. And he would describe and say, all right, you're going to cut this out with the shovel. And then there's a mulch pile and you're going to fill this up with about 10, you know, wheelbarrows of mulch. And I was like, all right, Greg,
yep. Like,
and he'd be like, Professor Xavier of landscaping, dude. That's how I learned how to landscape. This dude, 10 acres, in a wheelchair in an and just like driving around. Not that dude. And he, well, but he worked this company for like 20 years. This is his company. So like, and his guys would come sometimes, and there'd be like two guys. There'd be like a whole infantry show up. He would have, I think he had like four or five trucks working for him. Wow. And so he would use his property to train his workers.
That's beautiful.
It was genius. So that's how I learned. And I never joined his crew because, you know, then you had to drive out and work for him and stuff. And it was just like, I'm delivering pizza. I'm cutting my own lawns. I'm good. So he kind of taught me how to, dude, I built a patio with him, built a small retaining wall, learned how to mulch. Learned all that stuff. And then I started doing it. I started telling people, ladies at church, I'm like, I can mulch your house, you know? And then that went from the week I turned 18, I incorporated my company and, that became, K-Brothers. Cause beautiful. I had a couple dudes that I grew up with in the projects working for me. And I was like, oh, we're all brothers. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're all growing up together. And so it was like K-Brothers, Clyber Brothers. So, and it was like, I wanted to be like Mario Brothers too. So boom, there it is. And the nerdy connection.
It's a good.
Yeah, dude. But like, that's how I got into landscaping. Isn't that nuts? And you're wait.
The crazy thing is on that is, you know, you may not know that you love it until you've started. And yeah, you were making mad money, but you turned out that you did enjoy it to a certain extent that you could carry it on to other things that you wanted to do.
Dude. But isn't that, it's just crazy how it leads you into those things. And I'm still today, I randomly do that stuff to help people or for a couple bucks, you know, crazy. Yeah. But also you think like what you become when you grow up, like how many jobs, like also though, I was in theater, you know, I was an athlete, which I kind of started taking more theater and just played hockey a little bit, you know, and that kind of got me at the end of the day. Theater started me wanting to be an actor, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then, remember I said I was a bad kid. I actually started going to church. I actually met, friends through hockey. Really? Mm-hmm. I met a dude who, hung out with girls all the time. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go, do that. I'm going to go to youth group with my buddy. And I got bamboozled into Jesus.
It's not a bad thing to get hooked into, though.
But by the time I was done with high school, I was like making videos, funny videos for like church stuff and mm-hmm. making videos for high school and my friends winning awards and cutting grass. And it's like doing theater. And it kind of was like, yeah, it's kind of leading me already where I am. And as an adult, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I feel like at that point, I've got to take a break, right? Like
probably so. Got to pay the bills.
We'll go to the next episode. We will.
I've got a fly. I'm going to have to get it.
Get it.
It's gotten.
You know what, friends? We're going to make this a part two. We'll make it a part two. Jobs part two. Hey, as always, I'm going to go talk to my Patreon friends for a little bit. Give them a little extra.
A little taste.
I like being a little extra at the end. You know what I mean? Being a little extra. Also, hey, if you're listening, thank you so much. Like I said, you can join Patreon for exclusive stuff. Also, check out GrownDadShirts.com. GrownDadShirts.com. You can get my shirts like my Be Kind, Be Funny shirt, the shirt that I'm wearing right now, my Beastie Boys homage, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. This says No Sleep Till Preschool. It's got three kids on it. If you can't see it, that's what it is. And I'm wearing this week because shout out to the Beastie Boys, the two of the three. They got a square in New York named after them. Did you know that, Sam?
No, I didn't.
The cover of Paul's Boutique. It's in Brooklyn. And they got the named Beastie Boys Square, which is really rad.
That's awesome.
After the cover of Paul's Boutique where that place was. It's pretty rad.
Well deserved.
I know. So yeah, go to GrownDadShirts.com or any of my links. You can find them. I have my shirts like my Wu-Tang homage dad shirt, Children Rule Everything Around Me. I have my Jesus Crossover the Devil shirt.
Still love it.
Hilarious. Be kind, be funny, friends. That's it. Guys, we're going over to Patreon. We're going to do part two. We're going to have to do part two next week. All right, Sam. Second part next week. Peace. On to Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Playing it out. Boom. That's Kid Mental. Kid Mental at Kid Mental, KidMentalMusic.com, KidMental.com. Wrote me a song. Be kind, be funny. Pretty rad.
Be funny. Be kind, be funny. Be kind, be funny.
Nothing in this life pays as much as kindness does. You can give it out and continue to have enough. Pay it forward, no debt that's rising up. I bet your heart touched the sky like the Chrysler. Nothing nicer than a back comprised of a fashion opposite of sciatica. Yo, the fact is something of a passion. I'ma rewind his negativity until it's backwards.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.